only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. It's July 4th. It's Independence Day. It's America's birthday. It's the day of freedom. And Law, do you remember what
tell everybody else
what?
Okay.
What? What's
sorry,
that?
I was on the phone.
Oh, you were talking to somebody else, and I went right back to you. I threw you for a loop.
No, my
well, I was just going to ask you if you were aware that Independence Day, of course, the day celebrating our independence from Spain during World War II.
Are you asking me that if that's what it was?
If you're a fan of Mark Dice likes to go around on the beach when people are partying and drinking and ask them if they know what Independence Day or Veterans Day or something like that, Memorial Day, something like that is celebrating, and he did that this time for Independence Day, and he was saying silly things that. Just taking a mix of different wars and things we've been involved in.
Yeah, I thought you were cluing me into some new kind of information, you know? Like, what? What's this? What?
I got a conspiracy theory for you, brother.
Yeah. Exactly, man.
Finish telling us about this puff thing.
For sure. Well, man, a bunch of us from Wear Change Colorado are going up there. We're camping out. We're going to be hanging there 2 or 3 days. Camping, doing the other events. I mean, we've got events, like we said, on Thursday, the meet and greet. We're going to go check out the Wild Women and Wine Piano Bar. Friday, we're doing some Dylan Markets. They're going to kind of show an example of how this alternative currency that Wayne Walton's got going, that actually is actually there in Breckenridge. They have a whole lot of businesses are using this currency. And so we're going to be going around town using the currency, communicating with people. Returning pretty much the dredge is going to kind of be our center of operations for a lot of these things, so that'll be really cool. But we got talks. Adam Kokesh will be speaking. Luke Radowski will be speaking. Of course, Sheriff Mack and Gary Franchi, everyone will be speaking. We got it split up on a couple days. Rick Raddatz is there, David Justice, Joby Weeks, plus we're going to have an open microphone, which will be, that's always something we appreciate at We Are Change, because just
Mic
like
check.
At Occupy, you take over the open microphone, and that's a good time. So.
Absolutely, no, it should be a good thing. I wanted to ask you a specific question, can you verify this or not?
Sure.
Is there a charge now?
Yeah, actually... he's given anyone who says that they're associated to We Are Change or they know We Are Change, the price has gone down to $50 for the whole three days event.
I that wasn't the last word I heard. I heard that he was going to go ahead and just pick up would you come if the fees were free? And
you would be involved in a music video.
And do the music video. Maybe you hadn't heard about the music video.
I did hear about the music video that he wants to do. I mean,
it's like a We Are the World type thing. We're trying to get an audience of people to sing this chorus to the Beatles' Let It Be is what he's talking about.
Yeah, you're kind of going to do a little video action. I mean, this thing, it kind of progresses and evolves as time goes by.
Here it is.
It's a lot like our style of kind of making it up as you go and as opportunities.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, he's absolutely been upfront about this whole thing the whole time, and that's why I encourage some people to go and why I'm wanting to clarify now about this, because I want a bunch of people to show up at this because there's a whole bunch of information about to be given out for free here. We're getting ready to go to a break. We'll come back and we'll finish up the puff thing because it is free, and I'll give you the details when we come back.
Okay, I may be missing out on that. Yeah, right.
No, that's all right. I'll fill you in, brother.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Aaron McMurray is with me. He's a local activist, and we've been talking about the cannabis issue and the drug issue, and we're going to get back into that. But right now on the phone with us is another member of We Are Change Colorado and a local people's journalist and media professional, Law Johnston, and he was filling us in on the Puff Festival. And actually, he is going to find out some new information himself, because this all just broke actually yesterday. So, and I know you've been Facebook free for here a little while, so yeah. The most recent update on the Puff schedule, updated Puff schedule with the addresses for this free event in giant capital letters, updated 312, and then what was the other one where he actually says it, the one above it or whatever?
RockyMountainPuff.com, and sure enough, yep, information.
Oh, you know, okay, yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Law is prepared. He's ready to do this. Well, had you heard this one yet, though, Law? This report takes its definitions from a 2011 study entitled Profiles of Perpetrators of Terrorism, and I'm talking to you, Law, produced by the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Response to Terrorism, in which the following characteristics are used to identify terrorists.
Ooh, lay it on me. Oh, she.
Oh, yeah, get this. Yeah. Americans who believe their way of life, in quotes, is under attack.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So Americans who are fiercely nationalistic, this is in quotes again, as opposed to universal and international in orientation. People who consider themselves anti-global, that's in quotes, presumably those who are wary of the loss of American sovereignty, got to slip that word in there to make anybody who believes they're free a criminal. Americans who are suspicious of centralized federal authority, law, yeah, I've seen you out in front of the Federal Reserve. Americans who are Americans who are reverent of individual liberty. And finally, people who believe in, this is in quotes, people who believe in conspiracy theories that involve grave threat to national sovereignty and or / personal liberty.
Oh, my God. The funny thing about that whole list is it actually reveals the truth in that way. And then at the end to say, oh, and people who are scared of losing of all this stuff, are, you know, are nuts. And that's just hilarious.
That story's up on Infowars.com. Homeland Security Report lists liberty lovers as terrorists by our good friend Paul Joseph Watson.
Oh, my God. I mean, the absurdity that anyone can swallow this after the last, after all the patriotism of the last couple hundred years, you know, slammed into our skulls all through school about being free, about liberty, and about being, you know, free of taxes and control. And now if you stand up for those things, they're trying to tell us that that's terrorism. I mean, the absurdity of that is just astronomical.
Well, you know what? They tell us lies and stuff all the time. Law, thank you, brother, for joining us. Did you want to hang out for a minute? Did you want to talk about this drug thing, this marijuana, this whole... We're going to talk about...
Yeah,
I think Aaron has some stuff planned, but you can always drop your 2 cents in for a minute or two and, you know, to the next break or something.
Sounds good.
All right, man. That's cool. Well, Aaron had some, what, some quotes and some information. Let's
lay it on us. How cannabis became marijuana with the slang Mexican kind of connotation to it to make it kind of seem dirty. We got to all think about, like, before this, like we were talking earlier, cannabis was always used for medicinal purposes all the way back to ancient Asia and all the way up until basically the 1937 when the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937 was passed by our Congress over what can be summed up as the most ridiculous testimony that you've ever seen. You can go and find this stuff, the quotes from Harry Aslinger, who was the head of the Department of Narcotics, or the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, I'm sorry.
Yep, Aslinger.
Which is now the DEA. They transformed it into that. And basically, the Federal Bureau of Narcotics was started to go after marijuana, is how it seems. Henry Aslinger really had it out for marijuana. There's a quote from during the testimony that he gave. This is what he said. But here we have a drug that is not like opium. Opium has all of the good of Dr. Jekyll and all of the evil of Mr. Hyde. This drug is entirely the monster Hyde, the harmful effect of which cannot be measured.
I'm sorry
and
to laugh.
He's
but...
talking about marijuana.
That's...
And so basically, like, they're going through the testimony, and the testimony that was given, they didn't allow people that were opponents of this bill to really speak their mind. The American Medical Association was avidly against this bill because they were prescribing prescribing cannabis to people for medicine. So they were against it greatly. Dr. Woodward testified, and he said that the American Medical Association had no knowledge of marijuana being a dangerous drug. And then a couple of the people who were there listening even told him that if he didn't have anything good to say about what they were trying to do, that he should go home. So this is the kind of stuff that this is how marijuana became illegal. Like,
gotcha.
It's just crazy, bizarre things. Like, Henry Aslinger he really pushed it from the racist sentiment kind of side. Like, this is in the 30s, so people were still pretty racist. And he was playing that sentiment off really well, and he blamed it on the black people and the Mexicans and all the minorities. It was their fault.
Every time in history that they've messed with marijuana or drugs, they blamed it on influx of Mexicans or immigrants from somewhere else. Yeah.
Yep. The jazz scene, the African Americans.
That was one of his big arguments. It makes black jazz musicians want to have sex with white women.
Is that what makes them want to have? I thought it was just white women that made have sex with white women. I didn't know they needed a particular reason.
Yeah, so it's really crazy. I mean, we don't really need to get into all the details. Anyone can go and find this stuff.
Where's this at?
This that I'm looking at, which is statements of everybody who testified, is. It's a quite a long address, but I'll give it to you.
Just to give them the front one.
It's just www.druglibrary.org, and then you can find it from there, I'm sure. If you type in the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, it'll bring up the actual bill number that it was, which I'm not sure. I think it's H.R. 6385 was the first one. They had a few hearings on that. But really, all of these hearings, they lasted for all of what amounted to of a couple hours. They had different testimony here and there from artificial scientists, as I would call them, because there's this other guy, a pharmacologist, who claims that he injected 300 dogs directly in the brain with the active chemical.
I've heard that.
Cannabis. And he injected himself, supposedly. Well, the problem with that is that THC, which is the active chemical, is not synthesized in a lab until after World War II. So
he didn't.
If he did, he was ahead of the time, and he didn't get on it, right? Because
he didn't get his Nobel Peace Prize, and he didn't get,
acknowledgement for synthesizing THC. So either way, he injected 300 dogs, three of which died. Three died, and it's just like, okay, so if it was THC, is that really that deadly? Not to mention that you injected it directly into their brain.
Nobody is
ever going to do. It's like crazy testimony from these people that's just like, really? And then the Congress was just like, yep, passed. There was no deliberation, basically. I think they said it was like 96 seconds of deliberation once all the testimony was done.
Wow.
Bam, passed, yep.
And hey, that sounds like a Ron Paul speech.
There's no recorded votes on it either. That's
Damn,
the other.
No kidding.
No recorded votes of this ever even really happening. Like, but it's there.
But there it is. H.R. 6906 is one.
H.R. 6906. So it just goes on and on. It's just like,
any thoughts on that law?
Yeah, it just shows how easily they can control you by what you don't know. You know, when they control the education system and they keep everybody dumb, nobody really knows what's going on. And you see this in every program that they put in the engineering of our society. They use the things that people don't know, and then all they got to do is bring out a guy in a white lab coat with glasses and a chalkboard who speaks like this.
That's right.
And says, this poison is completely safe for infant consumption.
What they generally do is they come out and say that this poison is more fitting than this poison, which is usually something natural.
Right, yeah, here's our synthesized stuff. And I mean, when you look into it, like the prohibition of alcohol, and you see that it's a political body and it's the bankers wanting to profit that really push these whole agendas, you know. Henry Ford was involved with it, because what a lot of people don't know, like, about the prohibition of alcohol was all these farmers spread all out. They all had stills. That's because their equipment ran on alcohol. Gasoline did not exist yet. There were several years, in fact, several decades, where we were using machinery, even in the late 1800s, where these machines were being run on alcohol. Now, one of the deals was Carnegie's and the people that were trying to control oil and create gasoline and get us all hooked on that, basically are behind, you know, part of them anyway, behind the prohibition of alcohol. So these guys were not necessarily doing stills for, you know, drinking, but actually refining their own fuel. And that's really how the whole alcohol war thing kind of started. And it's very similar with the marijuana prohibition. I mean, you've got Dow Chemical, who is like, hey, we've got a new synthetic recipe for rope. Well, the entire world is using hemp. It's been around for thousands of years, you know, and it's kind of like, well, you can't really break that market. Well, they figured out that they could, you know. They did, didn't they?
And they figured out a way to manipulate it. We're going into a break. We'll come right back, and we'll wrap up this little segment with Law and let him get back on with his life, and we'll continue talking with Aaron McMurray about the drug war and marijuana and cannabis.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, you can find us here Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and we're talking about solutions. Today, the solution is just getting a little bit of knowledge, putting it out there about misinformation. We're going to get into some of the press stuff. Law Johnston is on the phone with us. He's going to hang out a couple more minutes and just finish what he was talking about. And Aaron McMurray is here in the studio with me. He's a local activist, as is Law. Both members of We Are Change Colorado. And we all suggest you go out and find a We Are Change Colorado or We Are Change Nebraska or We Are Change Texas or, you know, We Are Change insert name of city, town, place, nation, anywhere here. We're all around the world. WeAreChange.org. If there isn't a chapter in your area, start one. If you're not into the 9/11 stuff, we always say, you know, that's not your thing because it is a big deal for us. We do like to talk about the false flags and things like that. You know, we like to hit the streets every 11th, and hold up signs out there that say, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. So, you know, maybe start your own group that isn't so 9/11 centric, and then go out and start your own media like we have. Go out and start your own currency like we have. Do all these things. Law, what? Any problems with any of those notions there?
Not at all. I think those are great solutions, in fact, yeah. I would say certainly. We've got it going. I mean, you know, we come together with a lot of love, a lot of character, a lot of just spirit. And this PUF event should definitely express that. I mean, it's a great setting, Breckenridge, Colorado. 3 days of camping, hiking, hanging out with these guys. And I just like tell everybody out there, if you get a chance, come up now. It's free. Free.
Great music, man. The Wandering Monks. I'm great friends with
and
these guys.
The Wandering
awesome,
Monks, yes.
Man.
Oh,
I'm actually,
man.
I think I'm going to stay down here tomorrow and go to their show and work their merch booth for them and sell some merchandise for them because they're too good for me to not help them out.
Right.
Hell yeah. Anyone should check them out. That's into what we're doing for sure.
Well, the audience here is familiar with the Monks because we've had the Monks on the air, and we will have the Monks back again very, very soon because they're out there. They're doing things just like us. They're spreading the love. They're talking about real messages. They're talking about real solutions in their messages. And that, you know, that's what brings us all together, all these notions that we need community and that we need love. Right here, right now, we need the ideas that liberty brings. There's so
hell
many
yeah.
ways. Go ahead, Law.
I say, hell yeah, I'm just right there with you, brother.
Well, there's so many ways to say it, but the truth is that we've all just got to do it. We've all got to take it upon ourselves to make, you know, be that change that you want to be or to make that difference in the world because nobody else is going to do it. Our leaders are not going to do it for us. They're not capable of it. They're not smart enough. They're not powerful enough. The ones that do have some power misuse it and abuse it and are misplaced in there and where, you know, they got there because they're corrupt. They got there because they were compromised. That's one of the things that Sheriff Mack, I imagine, will address when he speaks when we get up here to PUF this weekend, because he is a constitutional sheriff and the sheriff is an elected official. And I talk about getting involved locally and being involved locally on the voting scene, if not even politically yourself as an independent candidate or, you know, just somebody trying to interject ideas and trying to win seats locally. But the sheriff is, and the sheriff's an elected official. He's the strongest person as an elected official in the county. He has the say. He can throw the feds out. What he says goes. And if you've got a good constitutional sheriff, you should back him. If you don't have one, you should get out and vote him out.
That's right.
And this all falls along the same lines. Law, we're coming up on this break, and then we're going to let you go, let you get back to your life. Any thoughts, anything you wanted to throw out there before we go? I know I brought you in for the PUF thing, but I know you have other stuff going on.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, when we talk about solutions and we talk about changes, you know, it really just starts with the little changes. I mean, we get a lot of big, grand ideas, and we see these big problems, you know, but really it all starts just with the small things within yourself, learning to control your emotions, learning to, you know, find a way to express yourself. And so when I tell people get out there and change the world, it really does. It really starts from within. And just start working on those little changes first, because I'll tell you what, they'll snowball, and the next thing you know, you're running your own We Are Change chapter, and you're changing the world.
Literally, you're putting out videos that are getting tens of thousands of hits on the internet, and people are paying attention to what you're saying, and then hopefully you grab it and run with it, and it feels good for you, and it's right for you, and you take it to the next level where we've talked about just here a second ago about taking control of your own media, forming your own media, doing this, getting your own radio show, getting your own website, printing your own newsletter and handing it out in your neighborhood, whatever it is, just to get out real ideas, interjection, real news into your neighbors aren't hearing the same stuff.
For sure.
Otherwise, they probably would have noticed your Gadsden flag and come and knocked on your door.
And above all, love the adventure. Don't shirk from it. This is fantastic. I mean, I'm proud to be with the people I'm with, and it's an incredible adventure. Don't be afraid of it. You know, step out and meet it, because you'll discover yourself out on that road, and it's life-changing, and it's worth it every bit.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Law Johnston. We will we will speak with you again soon. We're coming up on a break, and you're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back to talk about the cannabis issue and how it became marijuana.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and with us is Aaron McMurray. He's a local activist and member of We Are Change Colorado, and we've been talking about the drug issue, the marijuana issue, the cannabis issue. We touched on the fact that there are a couple of things coming up for votes for the people here in the state of Colorado. 64 and 70, we'll post links to those up on the Facebook page for anybody who is interested in following up information on those measures that are being voted on up in the next election that's coming up. So that we've touched on, and we had just left off sort of talking about the news and how it had an effect on the illegalization, the turning marijuana, or well, turning cannabis into marijuana, making it illegal, scheduling it as a Schedule I substance, making it some of the most illegal substance in the nation. Just pick up wherever you were at there.
We were talking about Harry Anslinger, and I mean, he had to have help, but he was a single-handed force behind making cannabis illegal. He pushed it harder than anyone, and as I said earlier, he was the head of the Department of Narcotics, or the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, which is now the DEA. And so he had help from the newspapers. Someone that a lot of us know about is William Randolph Hearst, who is a mogul in the news industry. I mean, he owns a large portion of what people read and see every day of their lives. So, and he helped to put yellow journalism out there, just bold-faced lies about cannabis, just crazy things like the racist comments I was saying earlier about black people wanting to have sex with white women because they were smoking marijuana.
Hearst is... he's praised in school, but the truth is that he was a warmongering scumbag.
And
that
they teach us about William Hearst in school. They teach you about yellow journalism, about what he did for yellow journalism, and how he lied to the people, and how it's such a great thing that he put out lies to the people. Like, it's really kind of scary.
It's sick.
So
good. What did
the other people that were helping out were obviously, like I said earlier, Andrew Mellon from the banking family, pharmaceutical industries, the
DuPont,
the liquor industry. DuPont was a major proponent of it because they were just coming out with a new synthetic fabric that we all know is nylon. Oh, yeah, and Andrew Mellon had a large share. He had a large share of interest in DuPont's nylon manufacturing business, so that's why he was a big proponent for making hemp specifically illegal.
The
big thing is that they just used the fact that it got people high and that black people and Mexican people smoked it as a way to get hemp illegal, because hemp is what they know would take the paper industry out. It would chemicals,
clothing,
food, pharmaceuticals, all these different things
from day one. And actually, and we talked earlier about the founders about they knew about hemp as being, you know, industrial. It was industrial. You hear the term industrial hemp. Yes, Jefferson grew. Absolutely.
All the founding fathers grew. All right. So anyway, this is at the beginning of the session for hearing of the evidence for making cannabis illegal. The commissioner of the meeting, the chairman, he says within his beginning statement that the leading newspapers of the United States have recognized the seriousness of this problem, and many of them have advocated federal legislation to control the traffic in marijuana.
It's good to know that the newspapers are on top of such things.
Especially when it's William Hearst's newspapers that he's referring to.
Pushing his views for his buddies.
Yeah, so it's just like, it was just an organized, the whole thing was a systematic destruction of the entire plant that is cannabis and hemp. They just completely chopped it down with unfactual evidence after unfactual evidence, just piece after piece. Scientists, they denied doctors from the American Medical Association. They just denied what they had to say. They don't matter because they don't know what they're talking about, but the guy that injected this unknown substance into the brains of dogs and two of them died, he knows what's
directly
into
the brains.
About.
Well, we started to touch on this earlier. It was laughable because even Law brought something up about your experts. You know what? People, let me give you an idea of what you need to understand when somebody says expert to you. That means generally educated idiot. And you really need to listen to what the person says and actually produces in their work before you accept them as an expert. And government, political experts don't tend to meet that criteria. They tend to be bought and paid for if you investigate them.
Barack Obama even said at the beginning of his presidency that science has become a joke, but yet they still continue the same science. They still call it science, and they call these people experts. But even Barack, he said it right when he came in the White House, that he needed to up the level of science because the standard was too low and it wasn't science. It was being flawed. Well, yeah, it's majorly flawed, and it has been for a long, long time.
But only because it's being misrepresented. Yeah. What is actual science has been misrepresented. Yes. We've been presented pseudoscience at best by our medical pharma industry. It is about money. You can trace the history. It's not about potheads sitting around in their living room getting high, affecting the world or changing things or causing bad things to happen. And because potheads sitting around getting high are sitting around getting high. They're not messing with anything but themselves. And so that whole notion can just be set aside, and you look at cannabis, you look at the plant, you look at the history of America. It was founded on tobacco and hemp. And hemp was used to make ropes. It was used to make oils. It was used for clothing. It was used for all of these things that industrialized business has come along and replaced and made it illegal based on the scheduling of the substance. And it's also caused another phenomena, or helped to bring about another phenomena that, well, I don't know, intentional by the New World Order bad guys or not, but it's created a tattletale situation with children and their parents. They're programmed in the schools to tell on their parents, even because they don't understand. If parents aren't smart enough to explain their usage to them and tell them not to speak about it, but that's a whole nother suggestion. It's been misrepresented so to our children. It's been misrepresented so to our so-called protectors, and it's helped bring about part of the police state.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it's been war on marijuana ever since. And then when they classified marijuana as a Schedule I controlled substance, worse than cocaine, worse than methamphetamines, worse than all these things. And same with mushrooms, are on a Schedule I. And it's just like, so cocaine and methamphetamines have more medicinal value, because that's the rating that they use, is how lethal it is and how much medicinal value it is. That's how they determine their class of drugs for the DEA, and that's how they separate it up. And so that means that marijuana is more lethal, more addictive, and has less medicinal value than cocaine or methamphetamine, which is just absurd. It's absolutely absurd.
It is absurd.
A lot of states now don't recognize that scheduling anymore, and have decriminalized it to an extent, and a lot of places now it's a misdemeanor if you have less. If they even mess with you, yeah. In Colorado, chances are they're going to find something better to do because
they know it's low priority. In fact, in like Denver, they've officially made it lowest priority. It's the last thing you're supposed to arrest somebody for. Yeah. They have to have done anything else before you can arrest them for marijuana, generally.
If there's any other kind of crime being committed at that time, then that takes priority over any kind of marijuana.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't get dropped.
An armed robbery or something like that.
Hey, but that doesn't happen, and
that doesn't happen often. Right?
That's one of these. That's another one of these myths. You don't have people that smoke marijuana going around jacking people, particularly in a medical marijuana community such as on the Front Range here in Colorado. It's not exactly necessary when you can grow it.
They're doing the other drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine.
And it's about the criminal. It's about the criminal aspect of it. It's not about what the drug is or what it is. Yeah. They're going to jack anything. And we had some problems with it here in Colorado, kind of initially. Some people going around jacking some of the, and by jacking, I mean robbing it with a gun. Yeah. That's street slang, in case you're not familiar with that one. I know there's people people listening all over the world, and we use a lot of terminology sometimes, or places, talk about places and things that they might not understand. They get basic English, but they don't, you know, they understand what we're talking about most of the time, but we throw words like that in there, might throw them off. But that means basically to rob them. And we had a little problem with that in the Denver area and surrounding areas when it first became legal here, but it was about crime. It wasn't about marijuana. It was about these places were easy to jack, mainly because they're like, wow, it's just marijuana. Who's going to come steal my marijuana? You can grow it in your own backyard, you know? Why do you need to steal my marijuana?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's allowed them to do a whole bunch of it. It's allowed them to call marijuana the gateway drug. They literally declared war on a plant that was here, that's been growing, that people have been using for thousands of years. Like we've said multiple times now. And
oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, after a couple days of deliberation, bam, it's illegal, no more.
And deliberation headed up by the usual suspects. That's what makes it so funny. And I think that's why all of the states have finally come along. And the reality is that medical marijuana is a good thing. The cannabis plant has been a healing herb, if you will. You can drink it in a tea if you like. You can bake it into foods. You could do pretty much anything with it. You can make oils. Juices, you can do all this stuff with it, and it has healing properties, particularly in fighting cancer. It also has properties, the cannabinoids in it affect the brain because the brain produces its own chemical substance like the cannabinoids. We have them in our brains. So it actually increases brain function as opposed to decreases brain function. You're told about the lazy stoners, the guys that we've mentioned sitting around in front of the TV. They want to. They want to sit in front of the TV. They would do it if they were high or not. It isn't about the fact that they're high. They're sitting in front of the TV playing video games or staring at Seinfeld or whatever it is because that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
It's what they're going to do no matter what.
Yeah, there's plenty of people that don't smoke marijuana
that do that.
They just sit around and don't do anything. I know lots of people who use marijuana that are way more active than a lot of people that don't use marijuana.
And not just active for marijuana.
Not active for marijuana, active physically, active for marijuana, active for other political issues, active for all kinds of things. It's not that they're just crazy Reaper Madness people that are going to kill
madness.
All their families because they smoked a little marijuana. It's not.
When was Reaper Madness made? Do you know what the date was?
It was like 1936. I have it here in my notes.
Is it that?
Alcohol companies are the ones who funded Reaper Madness.
Reaper Madness, if you've never seen this movie, is just a huge piece of crap. It's just this ridiculous, trippy, on purpose, 1936. Yeah, what's it say? What'd you know?
It's just, the media began spreading lies like crazy, and they were using the same, just what we've been talking about, the racism, the nonsense, just the crazy claims of Mexicans being evil, basically, and so we have to outlaw the evil marijuana plant, which if you didn't catch the earlier segment, they changed cannabis and hemp from being cannabis to hemp. They called it marijuana because then they thought people wouldn't click that it was the same thing.
It's a Mexican thing.
They just squeeze it by. Oh yeah, we gotta get rid of it. It's like dirty Mexican stuff.
And that began because of the depression and everything. It's happening now, where we have an influx of immigrant workers who've come here and we're worried about fighting for jobs and stuff like that. They blame them on bringing it through the borders.
We didn't have enough time today because we've been blabbing on so long about marijuana. We're not going to be able to talk about the other stuff.
We can always get to these other things. We can do this show over and over again for sure. I'd be glad to have you back on to talk about any of these things anytime in the future, because these are all important issues where it comes to just your awareness of how – information is manipulated, particularly, and then you can look at this from a medical position. We've been talking about the MMJ, the medical marijuana issue all day long. We've been framing in that text, not because we're trying to avoid it being the thing about the guys sitting around smoking it, but because nice. That is a realistic, it is a medicinal plant. We've discussed it a couple of times, and so we're trying to express the notion, just get the idea out there, that these things have been twisted in the healthcare notion. This all ties into the clean food and the clean water and the vitamins and Agenda 21 and ICLEI and all of these things where international interests, banker interests ultimately, are trying all over the world, not just in America. They've succeeded in other places. We have a lot of guns here, so they've kept it at a distance, but it's happening here too, where they're making this exact same thing happen. So it all ties into everything that we talk about and the solutions that we talk about, and getting to get out there with your neighborhood and your friends, even if it's go and offer your neighbor a joint. You know, if you got one in your pocket, if that's the way to break the ice, go and have a joint with your neighbor and sit down, and you'd be surprised how many of your neighbors actually smoke one, for sure. Yeah. You know, maybe he probably want to do it in a legal place, like here in Colorado.
The fact of the matter is that an overwhelming majority of the people in this country believe that marijuana should be legalized. Hands down, an overwhelming majority, by like 15 or 20% on almost every poll, there it's like 60 to 40%, you know.
Easily, yeah.
That's like and those people want marijuana.
And those are the ones that want it legalized, and then there's this whole other category of the remainder of those that don't care, that want it to be a non-issue anymore.
There's a lot of the older people are just like, oh, whatever, I've been doing it for so long, it's been illegal the whole time, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, and I would like to always interject, because this is something that we like to practice, and this is a word that we throw out there, non-compliance. And that's if, you know, just because government says it's illegal or says it's bad or says it's good and says it's legal doesn't mean that you should get involved with it, that you should do it. You should know for you what's best, and that's what we always try to talk here. That's why we have, you know, Aaron take his time to come in here and talk about these issues like this, because it's a personal issue, and you know it from I'm always talking about people. He's a real people. He's right here sitting beside me. He knows this issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. This is great. The radio show is awesome. I mean, there's lots of people listening, probably.
There are, all around the world right now.
It doesn't even matter.
Nope, don't care.
Here either way, so we're going to continue to be here, because that's how we have to do it. We got to get the information out.
All of it.
Start talking about solutions, stop complaining about problems, start doing things, gardening.
Gardening.
Local currencies, if that's what you want to do, just becoming localized. We got to relocalize everything.
Everything.
Start coming back to your community. That's what it's about, because we've grown too far apart from one another with cell phones and all this technology that we have.
We've grown so far apart from each other that we use cell phones to contact each other in the same house. And
exactly.
You know, it's that ridiculous. Some people won't even get off their butt the 30 seconds that it takes to walk over and, you know, holler at somebody out the window or whatever to tell them to come in. That, you know, they use a text, an instant message or something. It's gotten pretty sad in that respect, and people need to. It's just another aspect of our lives that we need to take control of. We need to grab back that particular part of us as people, where we go out and actually socialize with people. I'm not just talking about going out and having dinner in the same place with 500 other people. I'm talking about actually having dinner with your neighbor, grilling some burgers or something with them. It's hard to do. We talk about that. Have you gotten to, you just moved. I just
moved into a house. We have a farm, and we're gonna start building the chicken coop here real soon.
Are you starting to get to know the neighbors yet?
Yeah, we met two of the neighbors. We got a guy who was in World War II. He's an airborne soldier from World War II. He's pretty old, but he's a nice guy. He was talking about hyperinflation collapse coming. He lived through the Great Depression. All this stuff, man. Like, and he was ready for it. And the other guy next to us is a really cool guy. He gave us all of his cherries off of his cherry tree, basically. I think you might have been there.
No, I missed the cherry thing.
There was a bunch of people there picking cherries. We basically got them all. They're all really good people. Yeah, and we have a farm, essentially a farm. We're going to have chickens real soon. That's what it's all about, is self-sustaining.
Well, I know all my neighbors. Unfortunately, I live in the city. You live in the city, too, but you actually have some property there. That's different. I don't have any property. I don't have any space between my neighbors, and that's something I'm about to put an end to. And then before this summer is over, in fact, I think we'll be gone. My wife and I were actually talking about that today. Now is the last chance to get, I think, for a little while, into a little bit more comfortable spot where you're not on top of your neighbors. I know my neighbors not real well. I know some of the neighbors further down the street better than I do, some of the neighbors that are right next door to me. And we're all different. Everybody's different. It takes whatever it takes to get over that barrier, and it's what we always talk about here. Break that barrier and get to the other side of fear, because that's where everything you want is.
Yeah.
And you can get there with this approach that we're always talking about. It's really kind of fun. This whole thing has become fun for us. When I first jumped into We Are Change, it was kind of businessy almost. It was very... I won't say regimen, because there's not like presidents or anything like that. There's no positions or anything. People take on roles voluntarily. Yes. The money is voluntary. Everything that we do is voluntary.
That's what it's all about. I mean, when you get local, then that's when that becomes a voluntary thing, and you can enjoy it. You do all the things that you want to do. Then when you got the circle there of localized businesses that all care about the community.
Hey, well, you see, the businesses will come together, but the people in the community don't. They'll all band together, and they'll have, you know, parties every year and stuff like that. When was the last time you had a block party or something with all the people on your block?
Yeah.
Just throw the party. Do it yourself. Throw the party and invite all your neighbors.
Give them DVDs.
Yeah, leave some burned Alex Jones DVDs, or if you're afraid they'll jump at that, get something. Go Bill Still.
Yeah.
You know, go The Secret of Oz. Go, what's the cancer movie that...
Forbidden Cures. There's,
Forbidden Cures.
The Beautiful Truth. There's a lot of good ones about nutrition and curing cancer through nutrition.
There's a few good drug ones as well.
There's the latest one is the cash crop. That's mostly about marijuana and the benefits that it can have economically, like bringing us out of the depression that we're in right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's another one of the things at the core of barter. One of the easiest groups of people to sign up in this is the providers in that area. They're behind it because they understand it. They're already of the understanding that they have to make money any way they can. You know, most of us are, particularly in this environment as it is. We're in a depression. Even Paul Krugman, I don't know if you saw this. You know who Paul Krugman is, right? He's the economist for the New York Times, and he's a...
Sometimes he's right on the nail, and sometimes he's just, like, so far off, it's unbelievable.
Very, very often he's very far off. And most of the time he's very much a statist, in fact. He's very much... does his economy for the benefit of the state, as was his master, Keynes, or however you want to pronounce his name, John Maynard, the guy that created our basic economic theory. All of this stuff ties in. All of these things become obvious to you when you're talking about the local currencies and changing your ideas about money. When you open your mind to the idea that marijuana is only bad because you've been told it's bad, that 9/11 wasn't an inside job because you've been told it was on the news. All these things you've been told that they are this way, and maybe some of these things you need to reinvestigate.
Yes, maybe some things are as they say, but there's a far greater number of the yellow journalism stories that you get every day that they spin the story in the direction that they want to get it. A great example of this is the Time Magazine covers. Time Magazine and the main story in Time Magazine's differs around the world, but usually it's the United States has a different topic
oh, yeah.
in the rest of the world, and they'll be talking about America or something, and America will have some stupid story about moms breastfeeding their children too long.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be a different cover, literally, and different stories on the inside, talking about, like, the law losing the war in Afghanistan. Literally, that's the most recent one. I think it was Time or Newsweek. And in America, we got some BS cover and some other story that had nothing to do with that at all. And that's what we're talking about here, watching out, checking your sources. That's the end of the show. We're wrapping it up. You've been listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Join us tomorrow.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913,